send you a letter from the front line. A please and applause and some good advice. Drug, I need cigarettes. There's killers behind us, devils ahead, send protection. I will drown in this city, I will drown in this trench built for us. The only thing left, yeah, the only thing left is the running. And these clouds keep on rolling, I don't know. Take this guitar out of my hands, I surrender.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover Sunday service here from 10 to 11 a.m. Hold tight. Welcome to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! That was amazing. Can we just talk about how amazing that was? That last song, Frank Wakefield and the Good Old Boys. Oh my goodness. And that song was called The Greek, by the way. This is off. Yes. So if you're interested in finding that, Frank Wakefield and the Good Old Boys, Flying Fish. That is a vinyl I was spinning. I was getting down, and I was just like, oh my God! Ah! It was amazing. I love coming here Sundays, playing bluegrass, playing jazz, playing gospel, playing all the good things. Roots American. Oh my God, that's what it's about. That's my thing. I love it. And mixing it with Sunday service, this is a dream come true. Can I just tell you that Sunday service is an absolute dream come true for me to be here and to be able to be here on Sundays, to be able to fill in. I love it. I love it. I'm having such a blast. And yes. So yesterday I was on the air and I was really hyped, really, and I'm still this. Like, I didn't even sleep. So basically what you were witnessing was I was completely wired, and I came here at 6 a.m. I went to the gym and lifted. Then I went shopping. Then I went and did this. I did a whole bunch of stuff while wired and didn't sleep. And then I went to sleep at like 5 p.m. later. And then I just slept. I feel so good. I'm not even on anything. Wow. So I hope to send this energy to you on your Sunday because it's Sunday service. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. Just like a flush of energy just went out. And so this is going to be good. This is going to be good Sunday service. So like you said, you heard Muggy Spaner with At Sundown, Big Band, All Stars, Bugle, Call Rag. So we had some jazz and we had some bluegrass. I'm going to kick it up with some doo-wop because, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what we got right now. Woo-wee! I just got here and I just feel like I'm tripping naturally, like I'm tripping balls, but I'm not even on anything. I swear to God, I don't even know what's going on. Oh my God. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's serious. I'm hyped with so much energy and I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so grateful. WMFO, I love you. I love you so much. I love you to the moon and back. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. Like, every time I'm here, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm on radio. This is amazing. I love you. So let's continue. Come on, let's continue with this flow. Let's continue with some more music. And then towards the end, we're going to do our Sunday service channeling. Going to get the good energy, going to get the good vibes up. We're going to just get you in a good place. This is what Sunday service is all about. I love you. Okay, let's do this.
Just a fool in love with wow. you. Wow. Earth angel, wow. the one I adore. Wow. Love you forever and wow. evermore. I'm just a fool in love. Of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel.
Some Earth Angel by the Penguin. It was just so perfect to play that right now. Getting that doo-wop feel. Did you feel that? Did you feel like that instant healing coming in? I felt it. I calmed down right away when I heard that. So this is the kind of energy and music that I want to bring to you during Sunday service. And I hope you like it. So here's some more good old country, bluegrassy, roots, old-timey. One of my favorites. I love it. The Carolina Chocolate Drops with, this is a cover with Your Baby Ain't Sweet Like Mine. Such a fun song.
Everybody talking about the sweetie nowadays. I got the one with the sweetest ways. Your baby may roll a jelly fine. Nobody, baby, can roll it like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She makes a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir, she even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buys me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, I want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir, she even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buy me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
Oh, Lord. Play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect, We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Whew, that was so amazing, Chet Atkins. And then Sam Cooke the soul stirrers, Be With Me, Jesus. Igor Stravinsky, Piano Rag, before that. So, yeah, we got the classical, gospel, and the country mixed in. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. So we come to this junction. And by the way, you know, I like to always include and just reminder that even if you are not Christian, even if, you know, you don't believe in Jesus and that's not your thing, one thing about rock and roll that people need to understand is that it comes from gospel. It comes from African American gospel. And that's why I play it, because we need to know our roots. All this beautiful rock music you have, all of this American music, pop music, all of it, it is originated from slaves. It's originated from gospel. It's originated from, you know, singing about Jesus. So, you know, I'm not Christian myself. I'm not like, you know, but I'm open to all kinds of faiths. And, you know, that's what spirituality is, just being open. And one thing I do gravitate towards is gospel music. And because it's just such an important part of American music. And there's so much of an influence on my end with gospel I have in the music that I make. So it couldn't, you know, the music that our modern music, all the music you play, all that rock and roll, couldn't be here without gospel. Couldn't be here without that African American influence. So praise that, and let's continue. Also too, I mean, with that's the thing. It's country, bluegrass. That's all. That's a mixture of African American, and a lot of people don't know or want to deny that, but that is. And so that's why I always play this, because, you know, it's a mixture of all that. And spiritually, you know, what is bluegrass? It's Irish and black music. You know, that music, what do you think was going on during the Civil War? What were they creating? You know, how'd they win the war? Exactly. They were creating this magical music called bluegrass together. And so I love it, and I'll always play it. So, circus. So let's get into this vibrational channeling right now. By the way, if you need to contact me, go to Archangel Mariah on Facebook. My page was taken, my other page where I'm Merlin, my personal page was taken down. I still have Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds, but my other page, you know, it was just too real. It was just getting too positive and real. Apparently, that just makes people angry, so whatever. Here's some more things to lighten up the mood, and let's get into it, because we will not stop channeling spirit. We will not stop continuing to raise the vibration and give love. So right now, we're going to come in. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with me. Thank you right now. I am open right now to this conversation with you, Infinite Spirit, and all my angels and all my spirit team right now for you. I love you so much. What is it that you want to channel, beautiful, infinite, beautiful, praising spirit, infinite beauty, infinite love that has surrounded us right now in this moment? What is it that you want to come in contact with us right now? Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with me. Oh, this is a beautiful, magical day, because today we are opening up more and more of the unseen. See, all around you, you hear bad news. All around you, you're hearing the doom, the gloom. You're hearing things about the doomsday. You're hearing all of it, about how everything is just going to be bad. Everything, you know, you've got nothing to look forward to. That is wrong. This is the good news of today, and that's what Infinite Spirit wants to channel. You see, we're going to tune in to Sunday service here, because we're here to channel the good news, and the good news is that you are resilience. The good news is that you have more than all that you could possibly need to have the power within you to create your world here on planet Earth, to create paradise. Can you feel this? And you feel the energy of how good it feels to be alive and be a sovereign free spirit, be a sovereign free being right now? Do you feel all the love that's inside of you, and nothing can hold you back from that? Nothing can prevent you from shining your light. The only thing that can keep you from shining your light is you, dear one. Ooh, yeah. Can you feel that you have all the power in the universe and all the power in the world? What does this come into sovereignty being? What does this come into? Divine masculine and divine feminine. And that's what spirit wants to come in and channel about, the divine yin and yang right here. You see, we think submission, domination. We've put negative context on the yin and the yang. Female submission, male domination. We have put such negative energy around it, but all it is a balance in the yin and the yang. All that is. See, as you come into submission, you come into something that you love and you're passionate about, and you will do anything for in the most healthy way, in the most healthy manner. See, that is positive submission. When you are able to connect with something that brings you joy, brings you love, and you will do anything for. Oh, you will give your all, you will give your universe, and you will give your spirit. That is the feminine, divine feminine of the giving. That is the divine feminine, and that is within all of us in the spirit. You see, that is the receiving mode. Let's get into the receiving mode, and that is the submission, that is the submissive part of you, is that receiving mode. See, as we're in the receiving mode, what is it in your life that you are connecting to that is in of submission? It is you, and guess what? You know what exactly what that is. It's your dreams. It's your passion. It's the things you love. And you see yourself falling into submission. How could that be negative? How could it be so negative that things that you love so much, you become a slave to, but in the most positive way? Not in an addictive way, not in an obsessive way. Not in a fixation of unhealthiness, but in this beautiful way that you love something so much, but also you are okay if it's not there. That is pure love. See, that is the pure receptive mode. When you love something so much, you are okay if it's not there the next day, because that's freedom and that's the love. But while it's there, you give it your all. You give it everything you've got. You see, when we raise a vibration, you give it your all and you give it everything you got. That's your dream. What are you watering with your dream? Are you giving all to your dream? Are you giving everything that you can to the submissive part of your being with the dream, the divine feminine part? You see, the more you're giving to it, the more you're growing, the more you're nurturing without any attachment, the more you will be luxurious within it. And then we come down to the divine feminine, divine masculine. Father, the beautiful Father. See, divine feminine, beautiful mother, divine masculine, beautiful Father. What goes into this energy? What goes into this part of the yin and the yang? Oh, you've got the courage, the bravery, the ability to lead. And when that, and that is within all of us, you see, man, women, we both have both sides of the divine energy. And when it's balanced, that's when we create the beauty. And when we are stepping into our inherent nature, whether it's feminine or masculine, of who we are, male or female, that is where the beauty arises in the divine self, the truth, the spiritual aspect. See, we're not being told about the spiritual sides, about divine and masculine nature and the supernatural part about it. And so you have the masculine leading. What is it in your life that you can teach people? I know you know so much about one, so much about many things, and you have the information and people come to you. People come to you and you are always giving out the information. You're always leading. You're always giving it out, and you're always feeding constantly, because spirit in the universe and God has filled your cup up so much that you have the ability to lead and you have the ability to give all this information. That's the leadership. You have the ability here in the physical world. That's the divine masculine. The divine masculine steps into place with the energy, the light, the ability to move in such a powerful way that you manipulate energy with your mind. You manipulate energy with your life force. You manipulate energy with your energy. You are pure energy, and it becomes psychokinetic. And as it becomes psychokinetic, you create the world that you want. But we do it in the most loving, positive way. I mean, we have free will. You can use it. You can use that divine masculine anyway. But the best way and the highest and the best results to live the life that you want, that is full of love, joy, happiness, and good health, is to direct that power to manipulate energy in the most positive way, the most positive manner. You see, and as these two natures come together and they're divine, what does it create? It creates a child, you see? The birth, the blessing, the love of the infinite child is born into this world in the supernatural. You see, putting all those qualities together. So we need to move away from the negative aspects and the toxicity of domination and submission, because all those are concepts, but underneath them, they are linked to divine feminine and divine masculine, which we all have. We need to move away. That's what the infinite spirit about. All the chitter chatter that's going on in the news, all the chitter chatter that you're seeing in your feed, all of this stuff that's going on. Because when I, and the most beautiful blessing that has happened was being able, you know, when I disconnected from so many people online, and that was the universe that did that, because it was time to step in. It was a time to step into your power. It's time to step in to the highest being, to disconnect those cords, because we do have cords on the internet, nanobots. And what we do is we get back to living. We get back to walking around in the park. We get back to loving our loved ones, having time, real time to ourselves, being in the moment, playing records, lifting the vibration to the highest good, to the highest manner, to being the most positive light we could possibly be. And that's getting back to our organic self. See, we're getting back to our organic self before technology had run rampant. And so we can balance all of that, because technology is not bad. We can use technology for the greatest, most amazing good. I love it. I love technology. When it's used in the most appropriate way, it is so magnificent. Loving it. Love technology. So we're going to need to put positivity on everything. We need to put love on everything, because good and bad is just a perception. So when we're living in these perceptions that are false, and somebody has already said that's good or bad, and we're following an example of good and bad from somebody else, we're doomed. We got to uplift and choose our own world. Amen. So that was the infinite channeling. Thank you, Spirit. We're choosing our own world. We're using our inherent nature, our organic. We are the chaos stars, because that's what organic is. It's chaos. Chaos is all organic. And we're using this to maneuver our highest possibility and channel. I am so grateful to be healed, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Love. Thank you, Infinite Pleasure. Thank you for everything. I love you. 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 You see, let's raise a vibration with love today. And we're going to raise a vibration with everyone we meet. Sending love to everyone we meet. Sending love to everybody we come into contact with. Woo! Can you feel the love that is in the unseen, whatever you believe in? You could believe in anything. It doesn't have to be God. It doesn't have to be Jesus. It doesn't have to be Spirit. You believe you. If you believe you're God, believe, because that really is the most potent. You believing that you're the Christ consciousness, oh, that is the most potent right there. Can I get a hello? Can I get an amen? Can I get, I just copied Infinite Waters. Can I get a hello by accident? Don't hit me. Just kidding. He's the best. He wouldn't. He loves. He's so loving. Look up Infinite Waters, dive deep. Anyway. Wow. So we're actually out of time. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for the healing, and thank you for the week, because we needed that. I needed that. I needed the healing. And we need to be transformed and getting back to ourselves. That is what the whole solar eclipse is all about, is getting back to ourselves. This solar eclipse that happened on the 19th was major. This is a huge shift in what's going on with the human consciousness and what's going on with all of us. The planets were not aligned like this since the Revolutionary War. Yeah, we're taking it back. We're taking back our freedom. That's what's happening to the human consciousness. We are waking up, despite what you've heard, despite what anybody has told you, despite all of these limitations and things you were told about how the world is just going to heck. It's not true. We are going into the divine, beautiful, unseen, evolving to the next stage. Mwah. I love you so, so much. Let's get back to the music, because I'm almost out of here. I'm almost out of here. I love you, and I hope you could take the channeling and you got what you needed, and I hope the positivity and the love is spreading to you. Let's pray together right now. I pray for this week. I pray everybody listening. I pray that we are all connected and we can find our unseen truth and our spirituality our own way. This is spiritual liberation and finding your own spiritual practice. This is you connecting in your own beautiful way, and I invite you, and this is an invitation to open up your consciousness to the beautiful unseen. Here's a beautiful song by Huey Piano Smith, who crossed over recently. God bless his soul. I love you, Little Liza Jane. And we're going to continue with Sunday service. Woo-wee! Let's do this. And don't forget to listen to my regular time slot, Paranormal Playground Sound, 6 p.m. Tuesdays. So you're listening to Mariah Merle Knife, Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Touch Reform Radio. We're out of here. I'm actually going to be back here at noon. Woo! magic time. Well, I'll be here anyway. So that was the infinite spirit being like, yeah, get back on that radio. Woo! Okay, I love you so much. Have a beautiful week and bless your beautiful heart. I love you so, so, so much. Have a fantastic rest of your Sunday. I love you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful angelic souls. Let's get it. Let's end this with some Chet Atkins. Thank you.
Thank you.